This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Halfway home on a Wednesday, Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan. Did you really think we were going to go the entire show without mentioning the biggest story in the news yesterday? Travis and Taylor getting engaged. It's not really my vein here, I'm going to be honest with you, but, you know, I think it's the biggest story going in pop culture right now, certainly. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Probably has seen Taylor Swift live in concert. Ben has not seen Taylor Swift live in concert. I haven't either. Not saying I wouldn't. My wife is not, she doesn't listen to Taylor Swift. So I think, you know, if she did, I'd go. I would go to see like the whole spectacle, the whole thing.
I have nothing against Taylor Swift at all. I don't not go because I dislike her music. I don't want to deal with the Swifties and the giant cost and such of a performance.
Well, buddy, that's concerts nowadays.
So I don't want to. First of all, let's break this down. I don't want to deal with the Swifties. Do you think they'd be mobbing you or something? They won't care that you're there.
They won't even see you.
Notice
just, there's so many of
you
them.
You won't exist.
Big crowds. I'm just,
ugh, enough.
I'm at that age.
Enough.
I don't need to subject myself to the giant, you know, 80,000
friendship bracelets. People. I don't want one. Leave me alone.
Ben walks into his section. Hey, everybody, I'm just here for the show.
Just want to see the music. Shut
all
up.
All right, everybody, stay out of my way.
God.
No bracelets.
Now, if she was playing, you know, somewhere small, like
ma'am,
belly up
put your
or something,
sign down?
I'd consider it, but
would
I
you? Like the belly up or something? I don't think it's
close.
Going to happen. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, somebody said, Ben would just be just another dad there. That's exactly what you'd be like. Oh, look at the guy's dad over here looking at his phone.
I don't have daughters, so I don't really need to worry about it too much.
Yeah, so it was, you know, obviously a huge, huge deal. Came out yesterday. The world has been captivated by this union. Also, it did get a little bit out of control, and it's not either of their faults, in my opinion. Like, Taylor Swift couldn't control that there were cameramen in the NFL that were like, I'm just going to pan here and leave it. She was just there watching her boyfriend play a game. She's like, I'm here, I'm watching my boyfriend.
Oh my God, she ate a chicken tender!
Dude, and they're just, like, keeping it trained. That's not her fault. It's not her fault.
Human being drinks alcohol at a football game. Breaking news at 11.
So, congratulations to them, number one. I do think, and I didn't watch the entire podcast. I watched the clips that I saw that made their way onto social media, which is pretty much how I consume most media these days. And from what I heard, I think, I'll be honest, I think they're kind of adorable. I'll just say it. I think they're a really cute couple, and they seem to get along really well, and they seem to really love each other, and good for them. And
I am curious as to what was different about Travis as opposed to the other guys that didn't cut the muster, as it were. That she's
is it muster or mustard?
I think it's muster.
I always cut thought it was mustard.
You can't cut mustard.
I know, which is why I always thought it was weird. Cut the mustard.
I think it's cut the mustard.
You're probably right, but didn't we all, Paulie, didn't you think it was cut the mustard?
I think it is cut the mustard.
You cut it with baking soda, so then you can sell more of it.
No, you cut the mustard. You're right. Cut the mustard.
You cut it with baby laxatives, and then you can double your profits. That's how you cut things, as far as I know.
You cut the mustard.
What do you... All right, we can get back to this, because I am fascinated.
You pass muster, but you cut the mustard.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, anyway, all the guys who had the horrible songs written about
totally
them.
Totally different from everybody.
He's a different guy, and I think at the end of the day, she feels safe with him. Like, the dude she dated from that band, 1975, that dude's a train wreck. Nobody's going to... Matt Healy? Like, no one's going to pin that. He's not all of a sudden going to be like, yes, let's retire to the English countryside, and I'm just going to give up all this. Travis Kelce's at the end of his career, the biggest pop star in the world. They had a little connection, and he's nice, and he's kind to her, and he loves her, and it's great. So I'm happy for them. Like, I think it's great. I think... And honestly, like... As far as a celebrity couple goes, good for them. I actually feel like it could last. I really do. And I think he has the right perspective on dating the biggest star in the world. I really do. She is worth, I read yesterday, 8 times what he is worth as far as net worth goes. I think he's a really confident and secure guy. And I think that's the kind of person you have to be to date somebody like
and
that.
And I think he's had his own success, though, that he's not... He's not looking to capitalize
Correct.
On hers.
Yeah, you know,
she's not looking to capitalize
digger.
On
They've
his.
They've both got pretty big platforms, you know, high numbers in their bank accounts.
Yeah.
Like, they're both doing very well.
For sure.
I think it's like... Because I was like, I think about all of the like coordinating that goes into like the podcast that they did that they knew was going to like break records
Correct.
Ahead of time. I think they were like engaged right before that. Is like when it
yeah.
happened.
Yeah, it happened a couple weeks like, ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I guess Travis's dad asked, he goes, so when are we announcing this engagement? And Travis goes, whenever she tells me to. And I'm like, all right, you've just figured out marriage, buddy. It took me a long time to figure out marriage.
Like they both,
yeah,
I mean,
whatever
his
you want.
Podcast and then her everything, like they kind of have their own enterprises. And it's just like I was thinking, I was like, what does that prenup look like?
Manny in the chat says, I thought this was a sports show. What does Travis Kelce do for a living, Manny? The tight end on the Kansas City Chiefs. So there you go. I feel like our bases.
How is
are
this
covered.
Going to impact the Chiefs' chances of bouncing back after they lost the Super Bowl last
well,
year?
Well, you think that that's funny? They did think pieces on is he distracted? And he did not. By the way, he did not have a good year. Like he was not fully.
He's also getting
Kelce.
Older.
He's getting older, yeah. right? So
they had like workouts yesterday at training camp,
yeah.
and I saw like videos of him just out there stretching.
He's doing
and
his
other
thing.
Other players would have media availability, you know, microphones in their face, and they're asking him. They're like, "Yeah, I can't. I'm not saying anything."
I loved it. I thought it was.
Like,
I think it's really sweet. I'm into it. I like love. I think it's great, and good for them. That's my take on.
I do disagree with one thing, though, and that is I saw this many times yesterday where people said the moral of the story. Because how Travis Kelce met Taylor Swift was by just asking on his podcast, like, I wish I could have met her. I went to her concert. I wanted to get her number. Hey, just have a crush on her. I've always had. I would love to meet her. And it got back to her. They, you know, they connected some way, and they're hopefully going to live happily ever after. And they always said yesterday, hey, that's the moral to guys. Shoot your shot. What's the worst that can happen?
You can go to prison. This is the worst that can happen.
And all you got to do is shoot your shot.
Yeah, guys, it's that easy.
You know, we heard that a lot, too, with Pete Davidson and the run that he was on with all the different girls he was connected to. And I was like, how? How? And you're like, oh, he just shoots his shot. He's
yeah,
approachable,
well,
charismatic, funny.
Everybody on the planet also knows that he's packing, you know. Word gets around. Remember him complaining? Everybody just knows me for my giant penis. Oh, I would love to be known for my art and not my giant penis. Please stop talking about my giant penis for the love
like,
of God.
Travis Kelce, it's like, yeah, all you got to do is just ask. Just shoot your shot.
Yeah,
if
and
you're already
win a Super Bowl.
Hugely successful, charismatic. Handsome fellow.
Yeah.
Go ahead and shoot your shot. For the rest of us.
Fred, who waits tables, is like, hey, if you're not doing anything later. I mean, look, I'm not saying it can't
ben
work.
Ben Woods and Paul, who are radio hosts.
Right. It's not going to work.
Don't be shooting your shot all over the place. It's not going to go well.
Save that.
And you're going to come off looking like a real, real creep if you just keep shooting your shot.
Now, listen, I do think there is something to be said for doing it the right way, right? I mean, in celebrities, none of us will ever really understand what it means. But it's not, you can't break it down as simply as, yeah, anybody could have had her if we just asked. It's like, no, that's not the case. Right. There's an echelon that you
she
need to be in.
She was just waiting for an Ernest guy to ask her out.
Literally a guy named Ernest. Anybody. Like, Ernest, what do you do?
I think it's a good lesson. I mean, if you win the Super Bowl multiple times and have a spot in the Hall of Fame of your industry waiting for you in a couple of years, and you know, you've hosted SNL, and you have the number one podcast in America.
Then yes.
Then I think, yeah, like the moral of the story is shoot that shot.
100%. And
see what happens.
You know, you have to know what class you're playing in. You know, you have to know your, they call it punch your weight. You got to punch your weight.
Yeah.
And that's, they're in the same weight class as far as celebrity and everything
else. Stardom.
So, stardom, all that. Yeah. But I'm not saying that actors and actresses and musicians haven't married the commoners before. They have, and sometimes it's worked out really, really well for them. But in this case, I think with Taylor Swift and her level of magnitude on the planet, it had to be somebody of that ilk. And I'm really happy for them. I am. I think it's great. Yeah, so there you go.
I mean, Notting Hill is my favorite romantic comedy of all time.
Oh, so good. But no, you don't look like Hugh Grant. You don't look like Hugh Grant, and you're not English and charming like he is. So, I Ben, I'm with you. It's my favorite rom-com
of all time. It's so good. It
makes me weep every time I see it. I love that film.
That's a good one.
It's so good. So good.
We just watched it over the weekend. I'm a When Harry Met Sally guy.
Oh, I love that When Harry Met Sally. But they're, you know, it's a different thing. It's a different thing entirely. How great was Alec Baldwin as her boyfriend? He was incredible. Yes. Incredible. Nasty surprise? Good surprise. It's so good. So anyway, congratulations to the happy couple. Very, very happy for them. And the wedding will, you know, break the internet.
Or it will be done and we'll not even know about it until like 4 months later. Right. And they'll say, oh, by the way, we got married, you know, back in January and no one told anybody.
It's like this Dominic brings up in the chat. Remember when the guy from Victorville, the human cigarette, Russ, when that guy tried to shoot his shot with Hannah? Look, I'm out of her class. I don't know how I got her, but you're definitely out. You are a walking cigarette
Russ is
butt
totally
with legs.
Shoot your shot, guy.
He is, but
and
he doesn't.
This is who you shouldn't be.
He also is like, let me see your tees right now. That's how he shoots a shot. You have to be discerning and kind and gentlemanly when you shoot your shot. You can't just say, please let me blank you. I would love to blank you. That's not going to work for 99.99% of women.
Joey says that I'm a cross between Mark Ruffalo and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah,
which is
new Vince Vaughn.
Still.
Right.
Compliment either way. I'll take it. I'll take anything I can get.
Yeah, you'll take
celebrity
it.
Comparisons.
Yeah.
Woods has gotten Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, and Judd Nelson back in the day. But RDJ.
But now Kevin James is usually the one that
you
most
son
people
of a bitch. I hate you. What a turd he is.
Sorry.
All right. Well, payback's a mother.
Meanwhile, Swingers over here.
Yeah, oh, I can't see too well.
Shots.
Hey, you're so money, baby.
Yeah, are we talking Fred Claus or are we talking Swingers? Two different Vince Vaughns.
I hate him. I'm so mad. stupid. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That one got me. That got me. I get it from time to time. It's all right.
I think
he's
even
funny.
The celebrities, though, that are considered not the better-looking celebrities are still way better-looking than most normal people.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Don't you think?
I think I'm better-looking than Steve Buscemi. I think I am. I think I could probably... Now, he's more famous, more talented, he's brilliant. But, you know, objectively, I think I'm more handsome than a famous Hollywood
But when
actor.
You get talented and famous enough, you're no longer ugly.
Correct.
You're interesting.
You're
looking.
Interesting. That's yeah. exactly
he's
right.
He's got an interesting look, doesn't he? Steve Buscemi has a really... interesting look.
Very, very, very yeah. interesting look. One that you look at and you go, I have to have him in my movie. Because you don't want everybody that looks, you know, like you, Vince Vaughn and Mark Ruffalo. You need some of the guys that look like me. The interesting guys. But, yeah, thanks for bringing up the Kevin James. That's pretty solid. Paulie, I know your wife is a huge Swiftie. How did she handle this news? She had to have known it was coming.
I think she had to leave the office. She was so excited and getting so many text messages.
She's like,
she's at work. I got to step out of this meeting.
I got to step outside.
I'll be right back. No, she's elated.
She's stoked.
I mean,
she tweeted something last night, or she put on Instagram. I was crying laughing. She posted a picture of their engagement picture. She goes, "I've never been more annoying." I was dying laughing.
No, I was. I mean, I was shocked at like the just outpouring of coverage.
It was crazy
everywhere you went.
Everywhere.
I started thinking. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the top celebrity couples of my lifetime. I mean, it was like Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, yeah. Brad Pitt and Angelina.
Yeah, those were big.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, Kanye. Like, wait, this is like right up there, and maybe surpasses
the biggest,
all of them.
I think, and none of them have ended up well. The ones you just named. No. I think Meghan Markle's still married, but other than that, the rest of them have been absolute train wrecks. Also, congratulations are in order this morning for the head coach, the North Carolina Tar Heels. Did you guys see that news?
No. Is that real? Belichick?
Is that real?
That's what I saw.
Engaged?
No.
No.
Verity?
Nope. They're having a baby.
Oh.
If that's true, I did see it yesterday all over the place that they are having they're going to welcome their first child.
Now, stick to sports. How is this going to affect
Belichick
North Carolina's
feels
defense?
About this. I'm about to get a baby brother. He's like 40 years old.
He's
in his 40s, and he's about to get a baby brother.
Steve. I forgot about Steve Belichick. He's like, really? All right.
Dad?
Cool, Dad. Feels real good.
King of the Hill. King of the Hill. Hank had a baby brother when he was like 50 years old.
Yeah, but that's a cartoon. This is real life. Right. He is Steve Belichick. He's like, what? Okay. Welcome, bro. Good to have you. Yeah, 40-year age gap. If it's true, it's nuts. Congratulations. Kids are a delight every single day. So good.
And my brother, he's old enough to be my grandpa.
Yeah, for real. It's fantastic. Oh,
all right, let's see. We're going to take a timeout.
Yeah, Bill just shot a shot. What can you say, man? It worked out well.
We're going to play a little Take on Woods when we come back. If you'd like to try to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas and the $175 food and beverage credit, the day club passes at Resorts World, Take on Woods and his musical trivia challenge coming up next, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll play our game coming up. Don't forget, promotions assistant Nathan's going to be in studio a little bit later in the show today as well.
Are we all going to naturally lower our voices when he walks in?
I know I do. Every time I think about him, I just want to make sure I'm talking at my absolute deepest,
good to talk
deepest
to you
tone.
Yes.
Take on Woods coming up next after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, going to play a little Prize Picks with you. Actually, I was at home and I said, my son was saying, oh, I got my Prize Picks lineup set up. I said, you're doing Prize Picks too? He goes, yep. I am now doing Prize Picks as well. Hey, if it's good enough for my kids, it's good enough for you out there. It's daily fantasy for everybody. Millions of users, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. It's really easy to play Prize Picks. All you have to do to get started is download the app. Go to their website, prizepicks.com, and then use the code KWFN. When you download the app, you're going to get $50 in free lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN. Get $50 in free lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. At that point, you can set your lineups however you want. You're just picking against the numbers between 2 and 6 players in each lineup, more or less on stat projection. So if you're watching baseball, and Prize Picks is the official daily fantasy sports partner of the San Diego Padres, you can pick Fernando Tatis Jr. more or less than 1/2 of one hit for a day, or something, or Luis Arraez more or less than 1.5 hits in a day, or strikeouts. Yu Darvish more or less than 4.5 strikeouts in an outing. You have those kind of options, and then with football season starting, look for special squares with some of your favorite players like Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and others, and win real money. It's that easy to do. It's that easy to play. Just start today. Again, download the app and use that code KWFN to get started with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Just because I know I was curious, it is official. Keegan Bradley did not choose himself for the Ryder Cup team. He will only be the captain, not playing. The captain's picks just made: Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Sam Burns will join the U.S. Ryder Cup team at Bethpage Black next month.
We're going to get bodied.
I don't know. I mean, we do have Scottie Scheffler.
That's true. He is worth a bit something. of a secret weapon.
Best player on the planet. I kind of like Sam Burns, best putter maybe that America has. You can pair him with Scheffler and like alternate shot. That would be a fairly devastating combination. Cantlay, I've never been a fan of, but he's good in these kind of events. He has a really good 15-6-1 record in Ryder Cup and President's Cup team play.
I saw somebody a tweet the other day of him about to hit a drive, and someone said, you can see the grass growing under his feet. He takes
so long,
17 to 18 minutes to hit a shot. It's nuts.
Keegan just said, yeah, decision, I made it a while ago that I'm not playing. Tough decision, but just wants to be the captain only.
That's cool.
He admitted that the stress of even thinking about it was impacting his game, and he just thought, if even just the stress of thinking about it is impacting me, imagine trying to be the captain and playing at the same time. So that's your U.S. Ryder Cup team now set. We got a contestant ready for Take on Wood, so let's get to today's game.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got Casey. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Casey, you're our contestant today. Woods has left the studio. You'll go first, five questions of musical trivia. And if you beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize monthly drawing. It is a trip for two to Resorts World Las Vegas, two nights, two VIP expedited admission passes to the AU Day Club, and a $175 food and beverage credit, five unique pools. They've got a stunning pool complex and no resort fees and complimentary parking this summer. Check out the rates at rwlasvegas.com. All right, to give you the advantage, we'll let you pick the category. Here are your choices. McLovin, five song titles and artists that include Lovin' in the name. cherry picking. Those are all 2 second songs, including the word cherry. And our new category is You've Got the Apart. That is 5 songs with either part or apart in the title. So, McLovin, cherry picking, or You've Got the Apart. Casey, what would you like to play?
I think I'm going to go McLovin.
McLovin. All right. Today we have 5 song titles and artists that all include lovin', not loving, lovin' in the name. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the 5 as possible. If you don't know one, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the 2 second song. Paulie's queuing it up now. Play a little bit of music. You need to give me a song title and the artist to score that point. Casey, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, remember the key word, lovin'. Your category, McLovin. 60 seconds on the clock. Casey, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
Maverick and Goose belt out which Righteous Brothers hit to Charlie in the early bar scene from the movie Top Gun.
Pass.
ZZ Top wants what? And All Your Hugs and Kisses too in a 1983 song title.
Give me all your love.
Correct. Journey's first top 40 hit was a 1979 song about doing what 3 things?
Pass.
Which 1960s rock band is best known for hits including Do You Believe in Magic and Summer in the City?
Oh, no. Pass.
Let's go back to the 2 second song.
That's not You Make Lovin' Fun.
That is not. Maverick and Goose belt out which Righteous Brothers hit to Charlie in the early bar scene from the movie Top Gun. I don't think one's going to be enough, Casey, but thank you for playing. You can hang on the line just in case. So you got Give Me All Your Lovin' by ZZ Top. The other answers, I Was Made for Lovin' You by Kiss. You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' by the Righteous Brothers. Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin' by Journey. And the Lovin' Spoonful is Summer in the City and Do You Believe in Magic? All right, Woods comes back in from his isolation. He gets the same without the benefit of the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Casey.
I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss.
Correct. Maverick and Goose belt out which Righteous Brothers hit to Charlie in the early bar scene from the movie Top Gun.
You never... Oh, my God, don't come back to it.
ZZ Top wants what? And All Your Hugs and Kisses, too.
Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Correct. Journey's first top 40 hit was a 1979 song.
You've lost that lovin' feeling, by the way.
Correct.
The
Journey's top 40 hit was a 1979 song about doing what 3 things?
Lovin', touchin', squeezin'.
Correct. Which 1960s rock band is best known for hits including Do You Believe in Magic?
The Lovin' Spoonful.
And you got a 5-for-5 and a 5-1 win today over Casey. In the category, McLovin.
McLovin?
Yeah.
I partied with
Not
that
loving.
Guy in L.A.
Did you?
Yes. Insane. Insane. I have a picture somewhere of me and McLovin out.
Who's the actor?
I don't even know his name. I call him McLovin.
Christopher Mintz Plasse.
Is that right?
Plasse? Yeah.
He was a he's a drummer, and he was in a band.
Yeah.
And they played the troubadour, and my friend's band was...
That just sounds cool. They're playing the troubadour.
Troubadour, right? No doubt. So... he opened for my friend's band. So I went, he's like, by the way, McLovin's on the drums. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, McLovin. I'm like, really? And I went and saw him. We all ended up going out after. It got maybe the rowdiest I've ever gotten in my entire life was that night in L.A. And it was fun. He was a super nice guy. Took pictures and was chicks everywhere, all over him. All over. I was like...
I had a roommate in college.
Crazy.
He said he was at a party in L.A. and McLovin was there.
Yeah.
And we're like, no. He's like, yeah, I got his number. We're like, no, you don't. He's like, yeah, it's right here. It says McLovin in his phone. We're like, call it right now. And he called it. And you just hear, hello? And my buddy goes, yeah, hey, is this McLovin? And he goes, aw, F. And he hung
and
up.
He's up.
Hung
up on him. Just gets so annoyed. Yeah, God, that night was bananas. Bananas night. Oh, my God. Really fun, though. Really fun. Those right, days are long gone.
Congratulations on your win. When we come back, did you miss it? Jesse Agler's Incorporator. Major Garrett supplied the word. Winkle picker. How did he work it into last night's broadcast against the Mariners? Get to that coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Man, I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate the fine folks over at QC Kinetics. Got a text yesterday from Charlie. And he said, Woodsy, I know that you slid into second base and jammed your wrist. We'd love to take a look at it. They've completely healed my wrist from the first round of pain I had a few years ago. And they're just awesome people. That's where the treatment is phenomenal, but they're just awesome people, too. I'm going to go in next week, and I'm going to have them look at it and maybe get another treatment on my right wrist and just make sure it stays strong, because it's really important to me that it does, because I don't want to miss out on anything. I don't want to miss out on a baseball game or playing golf or throwing the ball with my boys, you know, hitting BP with them, all that stuff that means so much to me. So if you woke up, you don't feel good as far as your joint pain is concerned, QC Kinetics can be a relief for you. Long-term, lasting relief, doing things that, frankly, I wasn't even able to do before. No surgery, no drugs, no long recovery, a smarter, natural way to get your freedom back. You can bring your MRI in. You can bring your x-rays. They'll make sure you're a good candidate. Grab the phone right now. Give them a call today. Locations in Hillcrest and Torrey Hill, 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN. Pain. Love QC Kinetics. Call them today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Nativa Interiors. This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interior and Hold It Contemporary Home in Miramar for huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. Maybe you can pick up a fridge for your garage. Nope, you're not allowed.
Not allowed. I would love to. I'll do it today. Would that be a nice surprise for my wife as she returns from Hawaii?
A garage fridge.
She walks in, I'm like, decided to surprise you.
I know, it was just the anxiety of picking a fridge.
I did it.
Yeah. There you go.
Kill me, man.
This could be the time, though. She'll be so happy that you've kept the kids alive.
No, I still have another day, so let's not go blanking each other's blanks just yet, buddy. Okay. Still have a whole nother day.
The house isn't wrecked. I mean, it is now, but hopefully by the time she gets back, it won't be.
I have so much to do. Any chance, if I get you guys some pizza and beer,
to come
do you
over?
Want to come over and help me clean and fold laundry today? Because I have...
That's an opportunity to actually get inside of your house, which is very rare.
He has seen it from the door jam. That's as far as he's seen. He's looking over my shoulder. Oh, that looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Good for you. Do you need something? All right, see you later.
You guys should trade. You get to go into Ben's garage
yes.
if Ben gets to walk in through your front door.
He cleaned it recently in the last year. But at the time, I mean, it was like boarded off. It was sealed off like the Goonies. Like it was all sealed off.
He's condemned.
Like, you cannot go in there. Yeah,
it's a little better now, but I still wouldn't want you in my garage.
Bro, I got to get after it. There's no going home and relaxing and having me time. I mean, it is like nose to the grindstone as soon as I get out of here.
When's she back?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow evening. So I got to have it dialed. And I don't want to do it all tomorrow. I have to get it all, start the process tonight. And I'll be screaming at the kid. I'll probably just take him out to dinner, honestly, because I don't want to mess up the kitchen. It's a lot. It's really, really difficult, man. It is. You really appreciate what your spouse does around the house and with the kids and everything else. And she says the same thing when I'm gone. You know, she appreciates all that I do, bath time and bedtime and all that. Like, it's quite a scene when one of us is out.
We will pay off Jesse's Incorporator from last night's game right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Woods, you're a literary English major. You ever read Tom Sawyer?
Oh, many times.
So Tom Sawyer, very famous part of the book by Mark Twain.
Exit the Warrior. Today's Tom Sawyer. He's a modern day warrior. Mean stress.
When he's forced to whitewash the fence by his aunt.
Yep.
And gets out of it by basically showing like how enjoyable it is.
Yeah.
His friend. I forget what it's Ben. Ben actually
Ben,
was his
that's
friend.
Right.
Yeah, gets him to
old Rube Ben.
Ben gets him to paint the fence.
This is great. Is this amazing?
So Major Garrett was our little Rube yesterday.
Yeah,
he was in studio. He was very excited to pick an incorporator word, which has become a bit of a challenge for us after so many years of trying to come up with new words for Jesse to incorporate. We said, Major, hey, as long as you're here, we will. It's usually one of our favorite things to do, but
right.
We will let you. Pick the incorporator word for Jesse.
And if you want to do the roundtable tomorrow, I would hate to give up my spot.
If you
want to
join us for our off-air podcast,
yeah.
I mean, you know, please be our guest. So
it
actually,
was amazing.
Major did a lot of our work for us yesterday.
Oh, thank God.
Including providing this incorporator word for Jesse.
Well, only say this. I am not worthy. You are a rock star.
He's the master. The absolute master of his craft, Jesse.
So, in that spirit... because I know I want this to be fun for you, fun for the audience. Your word, your incorporator word is winkle picker.
It's a real word.
It's a real word. These are British shoes worn by men in the 50s and 60s, primarily by rock bands. They're very pointy.
Very pointy indeed. So yesterday, we talked about it earlier, like Major Garrett was on pins and needles waiting for Jesse to... incorporate winkle pickers into last night's broadcast. Came in the top of the seventh inning yesterday, and I think it's mentioned here in the clip, but they showed on the big board, they were showing people that were seated there at T-Mobile Park up in Seattle, and they showed the board flashed up Mariners legendary pitcher Jamie Moyer.
Oh, yeah.
Was there in attendance. So that's the context here in the top of the seventh inning.
One of my favorite guys from I was going to say the generation when we were growing up, but he spanned multiple generations. Here's O'Hearn swinging and missing strike one. The ageless Jamie Moyer is in attendance. They showed him on the big board. I mean, when Jamie Moyer was first coming up, the rock stars were still wearing winkle pickers. And I mean, now...
Like you said, he's pitched at many errors.
Amazing. The best part about Major, too, is he dropped like 12 on us. So we have 11 more that we can go.
Only like good one for the rest of the season, I think, now.
Yeah, we're good till the end of the season's over. So,
but a very nice job by Jesse Agler, as always, working his incorporator word, winkle pickers, into last night's broadcast.
Got a big one today, Benny, or a little early baseball for you. 110 start here, right on 97.3 The Fan. And Brian Wu. Woo, is pretty nasty dude against Yu Darvish today. You know, and it's the case with probably a lot of starting pitchers around baseball. You just don't know what you're going to get with Yu Darvish. Could be phenomenal, could be very mid as he's trying to kind of find his feel and his groove.
I'm saying that like every other day now when him and Cease are back to back. It feels different.
I feel like Dylan Cease is at all season. I have less patience. Yu Darvish is still building
back.
This would be kind of toward the end of his spring training.
Yeah.
If this was a normal season for him.
He started 6 games or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a month and a half of spring training. He hasn't even been back a month yet. So we're essentially still kind of in the getting into his groove phase of the season, and he's gotten a little bit better. Yeah, there's been, you know, a not so good one mixed in, but he's had two really good starts now, including his last start against the Dodgers.
It's similar in that you're still not super confident that you're going to get vintage you or vintage Cease right now. It's kind of you're waking up going, which version are we getting?
But I feel like with you, we are definitely like in a normally.
Me?
No, Yu Darvish. Oh. We're tracking in the normal positive direction as a pitcher, like you would expect to him coming off a long stint on the injured list. Would have a little starts and stops, but would start looking more like himself. And last start, he looked a lot more like himself against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
He did. He was spectacular. And, you know, what do we think about the bullpen today? Because it is it's a little bit taxed.
But day off tomorrow. I think everybody's probably available or close to it. I mean, I'm sure Mike Schilt's doing the old check-in right now probably with everybody in the pen going, what can you give me if I need it today? And I doubt what's the total pitches from yesterday, Woods? Do you have the?
I got them.
Usage.
Yeah. So yesterday, Estrada threw 14 pitches, was effective. Mason Miller 30 pitches.
He might be down after 30.
Jason Adam with 17.
Probably go again.
Pitches. Robert Suarez with 14.
Probably go again.
And Adrian Morholm with 14.
Probably go again.
I mean, bro, when that guy comes in.
He had his 10th win yesterday, by the way, out of the bullpen. 10-4 with a 1.78 ERA. Struck out the side. And honestly, the three Mariners batters looked like they had absolutely zero hope against Adrian Morholm yesterday.
I saw those numbers yesterday after the game. I was doing a little show prep, and I'm like, is it absurd to think that like he'll garner a couple of like Cy Young votes
down ballot? I think so.
He's been incredible, guys. I mean, and again, it's one of those. I saw people tweeting about it last night, kind of echoing the thoughts I was having before I was going to tweet it. He's the guy that comes out of the He's the guy that comes out of the bullpen that I have the most trust in right now. You know, he walks in and I go, all right, I feel pretty good about this outing here. Jason Adam.
Which is funny because after giving up the two runs yesterday, Jason Adam still has a 1.84 ERA.
Right.
Essentially the same as Adrian Morholm.
Didn't he inherit those?
Two of them were his.
Two were his. Okay, yeah. Oh, man.
Gave up the single to Julio Rodriguez and the three-run homer to Eugenio Suarez.
Yeah.
So two of those were his. Four were Dylan Cease.
Yeah, I thought those guys, after Jason Adam, they came in and down yesterday. So going to need him to do it again. If you can get a lead off Brian Wu, he has been outstanding this year. Benny's 11-7 with a 2.94. He struck out 160 to this point. So going to have to find a way to put it in play, try to get on. You know, nice to see Manny get a couple knocks last night. This matchup does not bode well for him today. He's 0-6 off of him. O'Hearn's hit him a little bit. Sheets has not hit him. Really, I mean, the guy with the most success in very limited at-bats is Will Wagner, Ben. And I don't know that Will Wagner is going to be getting a start today, but he absolutely could. But, yeah, Luis Arraez is hitting 167 off of up Brian Wu. But listen, yeah, these are the caliber of pitchers you're going to be going up against in October, and you got to find a way to beat these guys. They did it last night.
Unquestionably, one of the hardest remaining series for the Padres.
Yeah.
And if they can win today and win this series,
would be massive.
You have gotten past a major roadblock on your way to where you want to go. You got the Minnesota Twins, you got the Baltimore Orioles, the Colorado Rockies all coming up. None guaranteed, of course. You still have to play good baseball, but games are going to be heavily favored in most of those. Not these games in Seattle. Against this pitching staff, this lineup on the road, a team that has dominated you. I was worried. I was worried about getting swept. Now they've gotten that taken care of, and if you could actually win the series today, that would be huge. And it also would mean you'd be no more than a game away from the Dodgers. It would be nice to get a little help from the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah,
who've been a pretty decent team this year, but have not really given themselves much of a chance the last couple of days. This is the one, though. It's Nick Lodolo against Shohei Ohtani at 5:40.
Crazy that you would say that, right? Like, that would be, if you had said that at the beginning of the season, Shohei's going to be pitching, you feel like your best opportunity to win against the Dodgers is when he pitches.
Now,
he's not been great this
year. Dodgers are one of the biggest favorites in baseball today at minus 190, but Shohei Ohtani struggled his last time out. Lodolo has been pretty good this season for the Cincinnati Reds, 8-6 with a 3.05 ERA. And I think the Reds have to know they can't get swept at this point. If they want to keep their playoff dreams kind of on at least some sort of correct track, with the Mets winning the last two and them losing, if they, you know, end up getting swept and the Mets sweep the Phillies, their playoff dreams are down to about 5%.
Yeah, and at this point for us, the way, like, we're going to the playoffs, 99.5% chance. You're helping us out by beating the Reds. You're good. We're fine. Now, we're playing for seeding, obviously. You need the Phillies to continue to lose. And you'd love to see the Dodgers drop a game, but you got to win one. You know, you got to win one today. Every day right now feels like a playoff game. Mudd said it last night. I couldn't agree more. I was as playoffy as it gets. And it's going to be that way for the next 29.
Yeah. Mets are throwing a guy named Nolan McClain today against Taiwan Walker. They also called up their prospect. What's his name?
Tong? Last name Tong? Justin
yeah.
Tong?
Tong. Jonah like Tong.
Jonah Tong.
Jonah
right.
Tong.
Supposedly.
Because they need help in their starting rotation right now.
He's
so
nasty. He's supposedly
that's
just
what we've heard.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty. So,
but they've kind of rushed him up a little bit because they need him so badly right now. So you never know how that's going to go. But, you know, the Mets are trying to hold on to that last playoff spot and keep the Reds from catching up, you know, gaining any ground. And while they're doing it, they're also helping the Padres and Dodgers by beating the Phillies the last couple of days, as the race for the number two seed is really just as important as the race for the division title.
It really is.
So winning the third seed doesn't do much for you. You might as well just be a wild card team at that point because you're still playing in the wild card series. So, you know, Padres could definitely need a win today. It would be nice if they could get a little bit of help, but you can't really count on it from any team against the Dodgers right now.
Yeah, you just got to control what you can control, and that's going out, putting together good ABs. Playing good defense is going to be imperative today. And they're a good lineup, man. They're a really, really good team. That's a team with World Series aspirations, and to watch them play the last 2 days, you can see why.
All right, coming up in our final hour, we've got promotions assistant Nathan back in studio for something special Woods has planned, and Paulie with the Rindle Report, including a Burning Man update, coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.